Back now with Day to Day. You've heard of extreme sports, but how about extreme crafts? One of the more unusual events at today's farm shows is the Sheep to Shawl competition. Teams of people shear sheep, spin the wool, and weave it into long, cozy garments in a matter of hours. Jennifer Shveta Jordan attended a recent event at the Pennsylvania Farm Show.
This is how Sheep to Shawl begins. Several men brace fluffy sheep between their legs and shave them, bellies first. Viewers are told to stay in the stands, but they huddle around the railing to get a closer look. Abby Appleman is the 26-year-old leader of one team, called Locks to Loom. She likes the, here comes the pun, sheer excitement building around the ancient craft.
This is the NASCAR of sheep shearing.
NASCAR, perhaps, without sponsorships or threat of harm. Even the sheik doesn't eke out a bah. But speed is of the essence. Three spinners quickly pedal little wheels that twist the wool into yarn, which then heads to a loom. The weaver tosses a shuttlecock back and forth, pedaling the loom with her feet. They keep the pace for nearly 2 hours, but one contestant's husband worries that he doesn't see knots coming out of the loom that would mean the shawl is almost done.
Last time they practiced, I don't know what the deal was, but they were done in like an hour and a half, and we're almost 2 hours into it now, and I don't see any knots, so I'm getting nervous.
David Smith's worries are unfounded. This team is the first of eight to trim their shawl's fringe and run it over to the judges' table. But Appleman says everything hasn't gone smoothly.
Joanna broke her tension band.
Yes,
without that band, the wheel doesn't work. So she got another string out, and she was able to tie a new one. It was tense.
All eyes are on the stage as the 8th, 7th, 6th, and 5th place winners are announced. And then...
our 4th place team went to Locks to Loom from Northumberland County.
Appleman's pleased. She's a middle school teacher, and she wants the contest to be a lesson.
We need to get out here and show people where clothing comes from, where wool clothing comes from.
The team is already preparing for more sheep to shawl competitions this summer. And if you want a shawl yourself, save your pennies. At the end of the competitions, they can go for a few thousand dollars at auction. Not bad for a couple hours' work. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Shveta Jordan.